I can't even see. I can't see my mic.
All right, we're back in 1935.
Boy, it's gonna be okay, boy.
Hold on. When was Abe? When was Abe Abe Franklin?
Abe
alive?
Franklin. Jesus.
Oh my God. I'm already.
Right. Abe Lincoln.
Abe Franklin.
When was Abe Lincoln like alive?
He was killed in 1865.
Oh, wow. Oh my God! I'm saying 1935.
Oh, Zane, honey, you are confused.
Holy sorry, shit, baby. Mariah! I bet you wouldn't even know the year if I asked you.
1800s, yeah, but I want to know. What are you nuts? It's Abraham Lincoln.
She goes, I would at least
I
get
know,
the century
Mariah,
right.
Me and you have the same fucking brain. You would have. You would have probably
Abe Lincoln,
said 19.
I know.
You would have said 1912.
I would have guessed 1800s.
Okay, yeah, I don't know the exact. I would not know if it's 1801 or 1899.
Give me true. A fucking break. None of you guys knew.
You want to see me go back in time real quick and go check it out?
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
All right, for the listeners, he doesn't afford. He does in the shittiest like flash. Yeah, he's like
okay.
He's not even half. It's like 20% flash and the rest he
regular guy.
I have a flash mask. It was the only thing that was like open for the face to be not completely covered.
Just keeping it cash, you know? He has a hat on top of his mask.
I'm flash in high school before he like came out was like a big deal, you know what I'm saying?
You're still insecure God. About your head with a mask on.
No, you're
then people would know what I look like bald for real.
Oh my God.
Yo, why is your forehead so big? In the mask.
I know.
You're transitioning flash. You're getting aww. There.
I'm doing my thing.
All right, Zane, show us a trick before the episode starts.
I'm not a magician. I'm Abe Franklin. I mean, Abe Lincoln. Give me a fucking break. What are you guys? What are you guys supposed
myself,
to be?
Myself, obviously.
Yeah. What are you? What is that? What is even what you're wearing on your face? What is
a clown.
That's a clown?
What do you think it is? If you saw me, what would you think I am?
You look like five different like costumes morphed into one.
It's kind of like Joker.
Suicide Squad.
I
kind of
got
clown.
Harley Quinn. A little Harley Quinn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, I like that.
Bumblebee. Because the yellow. The yellow.
Strawberry Shortcake.
Cute. Oh my God. She low-key looks like the girl from The Big Comfy Couch.
Oh, yes. Oh, a little bit. Little bit.
Oh my funny. God. Why yep. does she look like her so yeah. much? But it's just the nose.
Guys, I just wanted on the record that this happened in like 20 minutes.
He didn't know it was a dress-up Halloween episode.
Yeah. So this is all improvised. It's all improvised comedy. I just grabbed I just grabbed my peace sign necklace and my suede vest and my little sunglasses and I threw them over my regular glasses and now I'm a hippie.
Why don't you just wear the hippie glasses?
I thought it would be lazy, and I
also,
wanted
he
to.
Can't see.
Oh yeah! Yeah,
oh my God! We have to tell that story about your glasses. Hold on, let's do the intro real quick, and we'll jump in with that.
Ready?
Yo, I'm stiff as a board. I can't move.
Oh, you can't. Well, nobody can move. She can't smile. I can't breathe, and
and I can't communicate with my eyes
because he's high as shit. Because he's a hippie. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
It's coffee. I try to do both versions.
I left you hanging.
All right,
too.
Which version do you want to do? Which one's better?
A spooky one.
It's coffee talk.
That's carried on. Yeah.
All right, that's enough.
All right, that's enough.
Okay, what a. Our podcast should be called Apologies in Advance.
Isn't that already a podcast?
Is it?
That's a good name.
Apologies in Advance.
Isn't that Grace?
Oh, that is Grace's. That's why it sounded familiar. We've been on it.
Oh, my God.
We've been on it.
He thought that was an original thought.
That's what Zane does, though. He'll take somebody's idea or something already that just got said and be like, let's do this.
No, but not purposely. It's the fact that his brain just soaks up everything he's ever heard in his entire life, and then it just comes out. Yep. He doesn't do it on purpose.
Like that's sponge. What makes me beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Because you take everything that's beautiful from other people. Yeah. And
that's what but that's what makes me.
Right.
You know?
And there wouldn't be a you without you.
Exactly.
Oh, can't spell you without you.
I can't fucking breathe in this, and I want to take it off.
I know,
so
I feel
bad.
So
I can't see in this.
Oh my, because I don't like to wear. I don't even like to wear pants. I like to wear shorts and a shirt, and I'm wearing eight different like.
Layers.
I mean, I bet Abraham Lincoln wore shorts at some point. He just wanted to show off
those
stems.
That's true. I'm actually Abraham Lincoln, Abraham Franklin.
He cannot get that right.
I decided to be Abe Lincoln because people used to call me him when I was little because they thought I looked like him.
Really?
Because you had a big ass beard when you were little.
When I was in like high school, when I was like in freshman year, they'd call me.
I can see that.
Okay.
Maybe you're reincarnated.
I was actually supposed to be Abe Lincoln Vampire Slayer, but then died, got shot in the head, and then I became a vampire because a vampire found my dead body and then bit me, and I was supposed to be a vampire because my teeth were supposed to be here with the blood, but I didn't feel like doing it because the teeth that I had that had a glue on, it said that you can't like. You can't really drink, or it's dangerous to drink with it, and you know it's impossible for me not to drink.
It's a choking hazard. He's a child.
Yeah, and I will 100% choke on it. Like I could definitely see me dying because I choke on a vampire too.
Yeah, I can see that. What a way to go.
So I didn't. So I'm just Abe Lincoln, which is so lazy.
He was a great guy. I mean, you know,
he was. He did a lot of woke shit. He did a lot of woke shit.
Oh, hold on. We got to jump into that the glasses story with Kenny. Oh,
yeah, let's jump in the
intro. Sorry, guys. We're so excited right now. Welcome back to Zany Heath Unfiltered.
Oh, I forgot we did the intro.
I thought you were gonna be like, let's roll the intro again. So we all, Bubba, the three of us were like, this.
You guys are about to dance.
Yeah, we thought you forgot. You.
Yeah,
we thought you forgot.
I'm sorry, I gotta take this off.
No,
I feel like a sea monster,
dude.
I don't know
why his face is turning the same color as the mask. He's getting so red.
How can you tell? Half of his face is covered.
I couldn't.
He knows my lips.
I'm gonna be completely honest. I hate Halloween. I hate it because I hate. I don't like dressing up. I hate playing dress up for some reason.
Oh my god! I didn't know Heath, his hair was the Flash. Secret identity revealed live on the podcast.
Okay, now this is not even fair. People are gonna skip like halfway through this shit and see this, and then.
That was my plan, knowing I was going to pick an outfit that I would take off within 5 minutes.
And it looks normal.
People are going to think this is Heath's podcast and think Abe Lincoln is the guest.
Just looking at you guys is like hilarious.
Yeah, welcome back to Abe and Heath.
Abe and Heath. Very good, Abe.
Featuring Miranda and Gordo from Lizzie McGuire.
Oh my God. That was our original idea when we found out 30 minutes ago that we were going to dress up for this podcast. We were going to try to be Miranda and Gordo.
But then we realized it was... they're just people. They're not like costumes or anything.
They're just
I mean, you could like the bangs, and he could do like the t-shirt.
Yeah, the t-shirt. Yeah, Mariah has bangs all the time.
I look like the
and
thing
Kenny
is,
always
really
wears t-shirts.
Look like them. Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been very minimal effort if we had to do that. Like you would have had some clip-ins, and I would have just like had maybe a specific t-shirt. I don't know.
Why'd you do the balls on your head? No, because you're a clown, but like, what's the balls? The two balls.
Like,
it's just
clown.
Like quirkiness. It's like
I had
funky...
the same answer twice. I'm a clown. I don't know.
Oh, I guess clowns do like clown shit.
They have like poofy hair. I guess clowns do clown
she
shit.
She just
wanted
it.
Maybe we are the same. I'm a clown. Yeah, I guess clowns do clown shit.
Oh my.
And you know
God.
What? It made sense to me. I was agreeing.
She said,
"God." I mean, sorry. You know me. I was born in 1830 too, so I wouldn't know a lot of things, a lot of the jokes these days.
I was an employee,
and I did receive a check. I mean,
and I was gonna get employee of the month.
And that's on period, poop.
Oh my gosh. This is messy. This is messy already.
We're
I
just
love
so
it.
Stiff. I got nothing.
Oh, so stiff, really? You're telling me?
I'm in sweats.
They go, stiff, I've been dead for 100 years. Don't you think?
That was good.
Oh, that hurt.
Fuck,
that hurt.
I think Zane popped a button.
Zane, I pictured
the button.
So
the button hitting the camera.
Yeah, I hope you look like you're fucking like
melting.
Yeah.
I look like a clown that just got out of the oven.
Oh,
it's okay.
Take me out, cause I am done.
Mariah, what are you? I'm a clown at 4:25.
Believe it or not, this is not the high episode.
Yeah.
Believe
it or not.
Right.
People probably think this is the high.
They're definitely watching this like, oh my, they're really high.
No, we should have just left it so that it was an excuse to be this messy.
And we didn't have to do it. Oh, Mariah, you fucking ruined it.
I know, I ruined it.
No, I'm gone. I'm blazed. I'm lit.
I mean, I'm happy, honestly, that I got to wear this costume because I got an extra pair of glasses to cover my pair of glasses that were broken partially by Heath.
Okay, you broke them first.
How'd you break it?
I did break them first. Okay, I had a pretty good week last week. You know, I booked my first voiceover gig.
Ooh, Kenny!
Since I've been here.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
So that was really cool. And I was like, I was trying to be very proactive. And I'm going to be like, I'm going to get a good night's sleep, go to bed before midnight. I ended up putting my glasses down on my bed. And then when I went to sit on my bed, I sat on them, which is very, very mean.
Do you think that was God kind of like, congrats?
I really thought it. I
don't get too excited, bitch.
Yeah, like, hey, come down, get off your high
stay
horse.
Humble.
You know, stay
I
humble.
I thought it was actually a bad omen, so I was like, maybe I should actually say that I can't do this gig. But I sat on my glasses. It broke the frame. I knew I needed super glue, so I went to Heath and I asked if he had super glue, and
I had super glue, and as I'm super gluing it back together, I'm holding the lens of his glasses mm-hmm. into it, and I dropped it in the. The lens hit the granite and just and split in half.
Oh, there's a crack.
There is a very visible crack.
How high were you?
And not that. It was like a couple inches.
Oh, no. How high? Like smoking.
Oh,
high,
no. Right? I was wasted. Not high.
Oh, got it.
But it seemed like very something very me to happen. I just before my very first big break, I break my glasses that I definitely needed the next day, but everything worked out fine. We had a great first voiceover gig. It was good. Really cool. I want to see how much I can reveal about it before I talk about it, but it was really, really sick and a really cool experience.
Good job, Kenny.
And you told me a couple of the people that you were
fucking crazy.
So really cool. Really cool, by the way. Like a lot of people like just moving out here and getting an audition like that are not working with people like that.
It's
so
a really,
really
sick project. I feel like I can reveal that like it was as a result of somebody that I actually met through the creation of like season 2 of this podcast. It was just like kind of a networking thing. That's that perfect. They found out I was in voiceover and that I was pursuing that, so they threw me a bone, but in reality I gotta say that they gave me a well-deserved part. And I talked to my mom about this for like 5 hours on the phone. I genuinely told her that I was the closest I've ever been to a mental break. Actually, like having this happen, you probably experienced.
We didn't know that.
Heath probably got a little taste of it because
he was freaking out in the morning. He walked in, and I was just like,
Like the night that I broke my glasses, I was like, this is something that would happen to me. Like this is just not for me. Like I'm a hack. Like this isn't supposed to be happening.
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah,
imposter
exactly.
Syndrome.
Total imposter syndrome. I'm like, Heath is trying to make everything better. He's like, try on my contacts. I'm so sorry I broke your glasses, but maybe my contacts will work. I go, I cannot try on anything right now. I need to go to bed.
We're
like,
the worst for
bed.
Each other, all of us. We all have the same problems and we try to help each other. It's like, no, fuck you. You have the same problem as me.
It's just a mess.
Heath and I were even talking about it before you moved out here. We're like,
Kenny's going to kill it and take over our careers and be way bigger than us. And
because you are really good. You're so good at what you do. And the fact that you're even coming out here and like doing this with us, like we knew that it's going to happen quick. For
Kenny. Well, that means a lot coming from Honest Abe. So thank you. Thank you very much. I really, really do appreciate
who?
It. Oh, yeah, who's that? Is that someone you recorded your lines with?
We need to change our cast up a little bit. Let's just replace this. Chance.
Replace Zane and I. Somebody do
just
better than us.
Replace us, please. Okay, so
this week,
the weather. So the weather this week.
Back to
it's
you,
actually,
Abe.
It's actually gonna be pretty chilly
pretty
this
spooky.
Week. Pretty Ooh. Spooky, pretty chilly, pretty dense. You know, pretty nippy.
Oh, Zane, this is the first episode ever that you're going not handheld? Is that
But
correct?
He's been holding it the whole time. He's saying this.
That is a groundbreaking. I know.
This you is are so brave.
Handheld.
Oh, my goodness.
It's because I felt so heavy, and I didn't want to have something else on my body, so I put it on a stick. And now I don't need it anymore. So.
Oh my
Wait, what's happening?
What's
I don't
going
know.
On?
I keep looking at you guys. You guys just look like you're on two different sets.
Yeah, like...
on two different sets.
Like, I don't know what we were setting out to do with this
and
episode.
And two different conversations. Nobody's really talking to anybody.
Can you,
we're
can
just
you,
saying what we
Can you please
do?
Imagine the thumbnail right now of just Heath looking regular and then you looking like Abraham Lincoln?
And just throw me in the corner?
Well, no, we're going to get... So, we're going to get him in the...
In that quick 2 minutes I was in it.
Oh my god. Yo, I'm gonna shut your eyes, dude. I'm gonna make you look deformed.
Sabotage.
Oh my fucking god.
I think I'm losing breath.
Take your jacket off, Abe. Relax. Stay a while.
It's too tight.
No, because if I take it off, then I'm gonna look like a magician. And I don't wanna ruin my costume on this episode.
Okay, Abe Lincoln striptease.
Can you put some sexy music on here?
Royalty free, baby. Go.
Yeah.
No. It's sexy music. That's techno.
I'm too sexy for
no,
sure.
No. Like,
oh. Oh, Isaiah, I got you.
You got it? You got it? All right. Thank you, Heath. Jesus, guys.
sounds like you're sharpening knives.
Abe on his way to free the slaves.
You're taking more off?
No, just like...
No,
I
dude,
can
that's
feel that. A salad.
Are you feeling salad, would you say? Are you feeling salad?
Me and Zane, like, battle of who's the worst at knowing lyrics.
I know, Zane, you don't know anything.
You don't know shit about shit.
You
don't know lyrics.
Oh, thank God. I thought we were going to talk about a road trip today.
Oh, we could talk about that too, right?
No,
oh yeah, we gotta talk about your. We're still in the section where we talk about our weeks.
My brother does this. Me and my brother have the same problem. Like he'll put on a song and he puts it on loud and he's singing and he's getting all the fucking words wrong, or he's just like, and he does it so clearly, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, like it annoys me so much. But I do it all the time.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's crazy. Like a lot of people like hear like vocals and like lyrics as just an instrument. They don't know what's being said, but they know like the cadence and the rhythm
that's
of like.
Me.
Oh, that's yeah. I was gonna say that's Zane
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Like I can sing along to 500 different Rammstein songs. I have no idea what I'm saying, but I'm speaking German.
But Bubba, you're really, really good at lyrics.
What do you mean? Oh, just like
he
memorizing?
He can listen to a song once or twice and just know all the words. Like he'll overhear a song on TikTok, it'll play on the radio, and he'll know it. I'm like, how?
Oh yeah,
you know what you do.
Surprisingly, know all the words to TikTok songs. When I feel like you don't watch a lot of TikTok.
Yeah,
either.
You don't.
Right.
You just
I think
soak
it's
it
just
in.
Like I've always been this way with music though. Like I've always had such a broad sense of like what I like.
Yeah.
In music, but for some reason when I listen,
you hear words. I do not.
You and our friend Matt King, you both really listen to lyrics of the songs. Every time like Matt will play a song, he's like, no, just listen to the song. And I can't even really understand the song when I'm paying attention to the words.
Yeah.
I'm always
because
very
by the third line,
lyrics.
I've already forgot the fucking first line that I was listening to. And I'm just like, hold on, wait, what are they talking about? He's like, well, it's talking about like, you know, your ex and blah, 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 blah. Like just like in the song. And I'm just like, yeah, but like about what? He's like,
well,
and he overlined it. And I'm just like, I don't under like it just I don't know. Is that bad? I just can't like understand it. I only listen for the music, for the
well, just like the overall remedy. Of everything
yeah,
together.
Yeah, I just like I like the dance and
I almost feel like it's like I mean artists talk about that a lot though too when they're like talking about making songs. Sometimes for artists the lyrics come first and then sometimes the melody comes first. So it's
oh,
just
yes.
kind of like
yeah.
what you're concerned with, I feel like. Like for some people, it varies between songs, but I definitely think if I had to choose, I'm probably somebody that's more in tune with lyrics, like you, Heath.
Yeah.
And then maybe Mariah and Zane, you're like just more melody people.
Does that
I'm
mean
more melody
stupid?
When it comes to singing
y'all
along with
basic.
The songs, but if I'm dancing, I'm all lyrics, which is
really
very strange.
I feel like melody would be more important as a dancer.
Right?
Oh, no, because you're doing the motion of what the,
oh,
the what
true.
The song
are
is saying.
I
yeah.
do. I definitely do both. Like I dance
right,
to
right.
the rhythm, but I'm most like all the movement goes with the lyrics.
That's true.
Like,
so the only
like
lyrics,
if it's the ocean.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Do like a little wave
go.
Move.
Good.
Right. That'd be
good
right.
example.
But to the rhythm too. Yes.
Right.
But
thank you.
So the only lyrics that I do know is if it's like a love song or like a slow pace song.
Oh, so by the way, guys, this isn't actually Halloween Day we're recording right now. This is the day before. This is, what is it? Mischief Day?
Mischief Day.
Mischief Night?
Yeah, Mischief, yeah.
Know.
Or
honestly,
the Devil's.
Any October night? Day that has a 3 in it is Halloween to me. It just looks like a fucking Halloween day, right?
Yeah.
Halloween.
Close
October 30th,
enough.
31st, both Halloween.
People just want to do bad shit.
Exactly. So. It's Mischief Day. What does that mean? You like you throw toilet paper on people's
I mean,
houses?
Heath is the one that kind of brought it up. It's like when you kind of do
when you
do
go
all the...
for the panty raid.
Oh, God.
Panty
another
raid.
Another SpongeBob reference.
Oh, that's fucking nuts. By the way, can we talk about the fucking crazy shit they have on our show?
Yeah, I actually said the panty raid the other day. Real quick, we're gonna
completely scrap everything.
We're gonna circle back.
We gotta get back on track. Talk about actually, Halloween. Oh, panties. Right. Let me SpongeBob. Talk about this. SpongeBob.
Because I really want to talk about this. This is fucking.
Yeah. No.
I thought it
was pretty nuts. We were like doing SpongeBob quotes the other day, and I was like, I guess you're not down for the panty raid. And Zane was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's a SpongeBob quote. And he's like, that's a SpongeBob quote? And I was like, oh my God, that's a SpongeBob quote. And then like I realized the context. It was SpongeBob and Patrick trying to get Mr. Krabs, the old rich dude, to go raid women's panty drawers and steal their panties.
This is an actual episode, guys.
So they ended up breaking into this house. They're stealing the underwear, and they're like, jackpot, baby, as they're opening drawers. And it's just like...
Yeah, like it shows the act and everything. They're literally breaking into somebody's house and raiding their dressers for their...
You're talking about raiding their dressers for their under things. Yeah, like they literally...
I know it sounds really bad, but I do remember that episode. I'm not saying they did it tastefully, but didn't they do it in a way where it was like very childish? I don't know. For kids to laugh at?
No, it's definitely like very immature, like stealing people's underwear. Yeah. But as I'm older now, looking back, I was like, that's pretty fucking weird.
Even the way it's worded, like they would say stealing their underwear is more kiddish, but raiding panties.
Raiding the panty drawer.
Patrick's line is literally, and I quote.
Can we play it?
Yeah. I guess you're going to miss the panty raid.
I guess you're going to miss the panty raid.
Panty raid? You're talking about girls, right? Girls?
Yeah.
And you're talking about raiding their dressers for their underpants, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Patrick was the pervert.
That's pretty bizarre. I will say that.
He knew it would trigger Mr. Krabs.
SpongeBob is my favorite show, and that's the one thing I've ever seen that I've been like, that's weird.
There's been more shit, I feel like.
Huh?
Not only that, there's been other stuff where people have caught where it's just like, oh shit.
They definitely have like obviously like adult humor like spread out throughout it.
Yeah.
But that's the like perviest, most bizarre shit that I've seen.
But the thing is that I think back then a lot of different shows and TV and movies, they had kids saying, "Ooh, let's go to her room and look through her pant, like her underwear drawer." I think that was like always a kid thing to do, and I don't think it came from the show. The show, I think, took it from like actual events and movies and shows that did this.
Well, I think it was just a thing that, like, as kids, your mind hasn't developed enough to look at something in a sexual way.
Right.
Yeah.
So they kind of were like, oh, this is free reign. They're just going to think it's like something, like, even as kids, like.
Like, underwear's funny to kids.
Right. Underwear like, is taboo.
I didn't think anything when I was younger when I saw the episode.
Right. But yeah. I mean, even they're like, I'm looking at the comments now. Someone says, how did the writers get away with this? Was this really acceptable even by 2003 standards? I can safely say this would get Nickelodeon canceled if this aired in 2020, which probably would.
I don't think canceled. Underwear is just underwear in the end. It's not like anything crazy. It's just a part of our clothes that's
on our
body.
But the thing is, if they didn't say girls, like it would be different. It'd be like everybody's underwear, boys and girls. But the fact that they were like girls, like girls panties.
Did they say, hold on, did they say girls? Oh, girls. I thought you said girls on girls. Girls. Okay, I thought it was another.
You mean like girls on girls panties?
I thought I heard that, but it's not. Okay, I thought it was like two different things that was on that.
Please don't kill me, guys.
Oh, you gotta piss.
I do too.
Dude, you're gonna think I'm crazy right now. Five seconds ago, I was sitting here. I was like, Heath's about to ask to piss right now.
You could feel it.
I felt it.
I know.
You didn't even move a muscle, but I knew it.
I'm like actually starting to get worried. It's becoming a problem.
Yeah, Heath has been like pissing like every 10, 15 minutes.
Well, the thing is, like, what's weird is it's not just, like, the urge to pee. I don't have the sensation, and then I get there, and I don't perform.
Perform? Well, that's good. Like, it's a whole fucking thing.
I put my heart into this shit. No, I actually just genuinely have to pee, and, like, I will pee for, like, a minute straight.
Mariah, I really caught how bad it was last night in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, we went down to San Diego last night and stayed in a hotel. We shared a room. And
I didn't notice it, but I noticed it last night.
I peed twice before we hit the road. I was like, I gotta make sure I'm good. got into the car. Probably 45 minutes into the drive, I'm like, Zane, I'm so sorry.
It was like 30, 25. It was really quick.
And he can't hold it. Like, that's the thing.
He can't. Really quick.
Like, us continuing this conversation.
You're going to have to wear diapers when you're old.
Give me some. If I had Depends, I'd be like, baby, we're recording podcast. 5 hours. Let's do
you
it.
You just see it getting yellow throughout the podcast.
No.
I
just
picture, our next baby. Ad read is Depends.
I just picture Heath in the middle of the story. So, yeah, then we were going to this club, and then... We walked in. And then
Heath, what's your costume? I'm a baby.
Acting right there, huh? You got to really perform.
I'm just trying to
go take a TT.
I'm gonna go.
Mariah ordering Depends for Heath right now on Amazon.
I want to hear about your guys' past Halloween costumes or experiences, but I had one where. A friend of mine and I were going to go as Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
So we were going to be like, you know, two sides of the same coin.
Pretty much the same exact person.
Well, yeah. But like, you know, they're, you know, best of both
they're
worlds.
The same person.
But it was around the time that like Miley was going through her like rebellious phase where she was doing like the.
I can't be tamed.
Yeah. I mean, well, even after that,
I was thinking J's on my feet.
Well, yeah. It was
I forgot about that song.
The seven things I hate about you.
No, it was after that with the whole like Mickey Mouse hand and she was sticking her tongue out and she was like twerking. It was that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, is this the nude outfit? Where it was like that nude color like tight thing. No,
oh, that she looked like Zane and I. She looked like chicken cutlets or whatever.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I posted that on my Instagram. Like,
I think you did because I remember seeing it.
I thought I was trying to be Mimi. I was just trying to get in on that.
We all try to be Mimi, especially remember when I put her thing on Vine, like her concert.
Yeah, the wrecking ball Vine.
And I didn't even ask you if that was. I didn't even approve it by you. I just posted it.
It was this one. It was the one where she was dancing with Robin Thicke.
Oh my
yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. What year was that?
That was let's see.
Whoa.
It was a while ago.
That was like the peak of award shows though.
2013.
Yeah. Award shows like at this point everybody tuned in.
They really let
So this was the 2013 VMAs that Miley was performing at. She had her hair in these little knobby things and she was in this cute little outfit. But this is when she was really being known as like a wild child. Like she was totally like denouncing her whole Hannah Montana phase, whatever. So my friend and I just thought it was funny. Like I'll go as Miley Cyrus at the VMAs and then she was gonna go as Hannah Montana. So she ordered like a Hannah Montana wig. She ordered a Hannah Montana wig online. Guys, don't do it. It turned out to be like the most ratty, like gross rat's nest of a wig. Like, you know, Hannah Montana, like her hair is always like
perfect,
in straight, like not a hair out of place. This wig came and it was like a tumbleweed of hair. There was no way to even comb it out or
Ethan,
iron it.
I know the wig world.
Country girl, baby. Tumbleweed.
Ethan, I know the wig world.
We know the wig world. We had one in every other Vine.
We were panicking because we just didn't know how to make any sort of good come out of that wig. So we were like, what do we do? Like our whole concept is shit. So we were thinking about it and we were like,
strain it.
We tried, honey. Yeah, it was like plastic hair. It was bad.
Oh, okay.
And it was just all knotted up and ratty. So we were just like, what do we do? And we were brainstorming for a night thinking about this wig. And we just figured we could go as failed child stars if instead of going as Hannah Montana, my friend went as Amanda Bynes. But like present day Amanda Bynes present day back then, which is when she was wearing like she had like the blonde hair. She was very like, very messy and whatever. So we ended up going as failed child stars because Miley Cyrus was pulling away from her whole like.
Do you have a picture of it?
I do.
Can I see it?
Yeah, yes. We want to see that.
Ken.
By the way, this was great for her career. This whole
it was. Whole, she's like, killing it right now.
She knows exactly
what she's doing. This was a complete turn point. Like I feel like she's so successful now because of this moment she had. Of the
she really tried to denounce that whole Disney Channel look, and it ended up working for her. That's the thing.
Yeah. I feel like so many people after try to do the whole like I'm crazy now after Disney Channel, like after Miley, because it worked for her.
Yeah,
I literally can't remember any Halloween stories that I've ever had. I just know that like every Halloween I wear like a really shitty costume and like people just make fun of me for it because I feel like Halloween is for people, good looking people.
Now people with money because they can splurge.
Oh yeah, with money that can hire people that can make fucking costumes.
Yeah,
but, like,
costumes
suck.
No costumes that you buy at the store are gonna look good.
Not
you can't
at
go
all.
To Party City and buy this fucking hippie outfit.
Devin just did. Devin just did.
No, but like it looks like it was a bought costume.
Yeah, they like, look
the best
like costumes.
Ones are homemade where you like go above and beyond. Like I think my favorite outfit we ever did was the Matilda and Mrs. Trunchbull.
That was good.
Oh, I think that was the first one we did together last year, right?
And it was like custom, homemade. It just like looked good.
It looked
and, like,
legit.
We were really proud of
it. Wasn't a costume, yeah.
Oh, shit. She wasn't Miss Trunchbull. You were Miss Trunchbull.
I was Miss Trunchbull.
And you were
Matilda.
So good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm. That was really
I remember
fun.
That was a talk of the night was your guys' costume.
Thank you.
We looked good. That was good. Because you were like, at that time, you were like a little chubby. So like it really worked. It really worked.
It
for worked. You.
That was funny.
You were Mrs. Chunksbull.
Ooh. Chubsbull.
My favorite was when you guys had a staircase always and you hopped off the staircase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We did
the
loud
video.
Fucking bang.
Who's in my house?
I'm surprised that you didn't make one of your closets a chokey. Like you didn't put like
a chokey.
Just
I
put
know.
Like a bunch of paper spikes in there.
Wait, Bubba,
some rats are gonna die today.
some rats are gonna die.
Wait, now put the mask on and say that as the Flash. Aww.
That poor mask.
Oh, it's okay.
That was like my first real mask I ever bought too.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah,
it was
right.
good.
That's
I was
the
so
reason,
excited about it.
That's the reason you bought it. He wasn't allowed to have. Well, that's not a good example. I was gonna say he wasn't allowed to wear scary masks for Halloween growing up. So he finally was like this morning, I just want to go buy a mask. And I was like, let's go get you a mask for the first time.
Aww.
And
he walks out with the Flash.
I was in and out.
Super fast.
She comes back with like a mask.
Yeah, no, I wanted to buy something like cool, but then I was like, oh shit, we're gonna be on the podcast with it. I was like, I gotta show most of my face, and this was the only one that had the bottom cut out.
Oh,
and
by the way, Heath started the whole I'm gonna wear a costume for the episode.
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Yes,
don't
you
dare.
Did.
Don't, Zane, don't fucking put that
because
on me.
Because you called
me
and you had the fucking Flash.
No, you're gonna piss me off right now.
You had the Flash. You had the mask ready,
Zane,
for the episode.
Going to San Diego, you go, I'm gonna do a costume video with David and Natalie that I'm gonna wear on the podcast. So I go, oh fuck.
There it is.
Honest Abe, everybody.
Honest Abe.
Yeah.
Forgetful Abe. Oh my god.
Which I didn't end up doing. We never did it. So.
Oh my god.
And then honestly, he probably wouldn't have worn this over here if I didn't go buy a fucking costume.
Oh no, I wouldn't have worn. I was planning to wear a gray hoodie.
Right, totally.
And Mariah, she was already halfway done with her makeup when I walked in.
I was nervous.
He goes, wait,
why
are we dressing up?
10 minutes before we started recording, we're all sitting, like, checking the camera. He goes, I'm looking around. I'm the only one in my makeup. I'm like, we are dressing up, right? Everyone's in regular clothes.
Okay, I know we're talking about Halloween stories, but there's one Halloween story that I have, but it has nothing to do with Halloween. I just know what happened. Like, it happened a couple days before Halloween. Has nothing to do with costumes or Halloween.
Okay.
October
story.
I remember the story so clearly. I know what happened around Halloween. So my mom and my stepdad used to have a nanny. And it was a very short period. It was like maybe 5-4 months that they had a nanny. And then I think they just ended up not having one anymore after this. But they were working a lot, and they really needed someone to watch the kids because they, you know, he was an FBI agent at this time. My mom was she worked as a paramedic, so they were both had like crazy hours, mm-hmm. and they really needed help. So they hired this lady, and she was really sweet, and you know, she was good.
I'm scared.
And she was good. There's always things off about her, but I never brought it to my parents because I just don't want to cause any problems or anything. But
so far, this reminds me of the That's a Raven episode with the scary nanny, the spooky episode. Do you remember that?
Oh
wait! Oh my god! Wait! Yes! 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 Yes!
Where she was just off in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then the parents didn't believe them when they told. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys are gonna die. So
some rats are gonna die.
So one day we were all just gone from the house, and it was the two kids. It was the two kids and the nanny, and my mom got back home early this day. Obviously, no parent ever tells a nanny that they're coming home earlier. They just do it.
Oh, she's trying to spy.
No, my mom actually got off early. It was just like her work was done. She got off early. But like, as a parent and as like someone that you hired, you're not going to let your nanny know you're coming home early. Sometimes you want to come home early because you just want to make sure that shit is
being done the way right. Right.
You know,
right.
Like nothing weird is happening or whatever. My mom comes back home. This is the funniest shit I've ever seen. Oh no.
What?
My mom comes home and she...
Come on, Zane. Tell me.
She was completely passed out. With both the babies running around crying with like a diaper full of shit. It was like, my mom said it was unbelievable.
Oh my God.
They're running around crying with a diaper full of shit. And she was completely like out on the couch. And she goes up to me and she's like, I'm not going to say her name. Susie, what are you doing? Susie, wake up. And she wakes up and she's like, oh my God, you're sleeping. The kids are crying. They're, you know, diapers are full of shit. And she's like, sorry, I had two Advils and I fell asleep.
Two Advil, my ass.
So this was the first time my mom caught this and was just, and I think she like let it go.
Oh.
She just let it go?
Absolutely not.
Oops.
She goes, I'm a firm believer in second chances.
Hold on, you know what?
Here we go.
Wait, no, this was the time my mom caught her, and then I think they let her go. But it was before that, I was home, and I came home from school early. It was like an early release day, and I came home, and she invited like three other nannies with her kids to come to our house, and they had a full-on fiesta.
What in the world? So you walked into that?
I walked into that, and she was startled. I was like, "Hi, Susie." I was like, "Oh," and you know, obviously, I wasn't gonna do anything. I was super nice, no confrontation. I was just like, "Yeah, no worries." And I walk in, and I never said anything to my parents. I told them this after they let her go. But she had a full-on party with other nannies with their kids and, like, came over to
that's
the house.
That's so fucking funny.
It was
funny.
Crazy. Wait, I've never seen anything
all the nannies
before.
Brought their individual kids that they were looking at?
Yeah.
Right. That's what? What I'm wondering.
Yeah. Party? It was, like, two, three other nannies that brought their
that's
own
a lot.
Kids. Yeah.
That reminds me of Wolf of Wall Street when, like, they go in and the guys are just all, like, hanging out, like, all the dudes, and they're just, like, having, like... You know what I'm talking about?
You gotta give me a little more detail. What,
where it was supposed to be like the housekeepers that were
the gay orgy that was happening.
They like walk in and they're just like, what the fuck?
You know what I was thinking of? The Cat in the Hat.
Oh.
When the nanny passes out and then the thing one and thing two come and party and they're having an actual fiesta.
You're thinking like so PG where 100% just rated
off. Oh, like, you remember the gay orgy, right? Oh, I was thinking
more Cat in the Hat. But that's funny because Cat in the Hat, when the nanny was passed out, he just shoved her in the closet and they had a fiesta. There was a whole like maracas and everything.
Ugh, you guys are talking about gay orgies and being in the closet. I'm triggered.
But I'm not going to lie. It was the saddest day when... it happened like the day like they let
you liked
go.
Her
because we all did, and I just remember that day. It was really sad.
That's
terrible.
I wonder how she's doing.
You should reach out.
She's listening.
There's no way I'd find her.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That was years ago. That was probably like 15 years ago.
Yeah, because she actually has kids of her own too.
15 years ago?
Yeah, it was 15 years ago, right?
Damn, that's a long ass time.
10-15 years ago. Zane's 27. You'll be 28, right?
Yeah.
Zane, you're gonna be 28.
I know, it's fucking old. It's disgusting.
In less than a month.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's weird.
And then I'm 30, and then my life's over.
Yeah. That's it.
And that's a wrap.
I might as well just.
I feel bad for my brother. He's 34. Like, that's weird.
It's fucking nuts. How old are you?
26.
I remember when I was 26. The year was 18 something.
Oh my God.
Wait, if you think about it though, your brother, he's getting older, but he's actually on the right track because he's about to get married. He'll be married next month, 34. Like a lot of men get married in their 30s. He's like, it's like normal. Like I think my dad was
36.
Yeah, I feel
like ages are getting pushed back more and more and
more. The thing is, all of our parents got married when they're 20s.
Well, my mom was 20, but my dad was like 35.
Your dad was 35 when he married
your mom? My parents are 13 years apart.
Oh.
And that's on Catching a Case.
Hey. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Did you get that from Leray?
No.
Oh, he came up with a song and it was talking about catching a case.
Oh, really?
It was, yeah.
That's funny.
I've never heard that term until I heard that song.
No, man.
Catch a case?
I've never heard catch a case.
Oh, really?
Yeah. until I heard his song.
You trying to catch a case?
Trying to catch a case. That's funny.
Funny. Yeah,
dude, life is scary, man. You want to talk about spooky Halloween shit? Life.
Life. But y'all want to play a spooky Halloween game?
Yes.
I do.
All right, so we're going to do a spooky version of kind of a classic game. It's kind of an old school game show type game called Pyramid. So, you know.
I love Egyptian games.
Love that. So, basically, there's going to be two teams.
I call Kenny.
Oh,
I call Zane.
I call Mariah. Quick, call Heath.
I call Heath. Good job. I didn't get a chance to pick my teammate.
That was close. Close.
Maybe
call.
I wanted to pick Mariah. Maybe I wanted to pick you.
Well, it's too late.
Did you want to pick me?
I think absolutely not.
Because that's like two negatives, and that's hard.
No. Let's do it. Me and Kenny. No. Seriously. Let's do it, me and Kenny.
No. Well, he wants to. He wants to embarrass us. That's what he wants.
I know.
To,
I'm already embarrassed.
Yeah, Kenny. Let's go. Let's do it.
Switch it up.
Let's
okay.
Switch this up.
So with Pyramid.
Quit peeking, Bubba.
There's going to be...
I still won't know. I could look at the answers and not know.
Heath, it's pretty fucked. You're sleeping on the couch tonight. It's pretty fucked up.
But anyway, this game, you guys can choose who's the giver and the receiver.
Okay.
There's going to be multiple categories, and the giver is going to have to give clues based on the things that are written on the card.
Mm-hmm. Like we're gonna taboo.
Have to, right. Yeah, very similar. So we're going to go down the list. You have to go in order, 1 through 10,
okay.
Trying to get... your partner to guess as many things without using any word that's in the word that you're trying to get them to guess. Yes, exactly.
Oh, that sounds easy.
Yeah,
everybody
sounds
listening
easy.
And watching, please feel free to play along. You'll probably get it way before us.
Yeah. So
sorry
yeah.
if you need us to catch up.
I was going
to
say, so comment down below if you guys got it before us. But I think just because I wrote this, I think whoever the receiver is from Zane and Mariah's team should choose the category
first.
Oh,
me and Mariah are teammates. Okay.
You guys are, okay. Apparently. So.
All right, I'll guess the words you describe. You explain.
Shit. Okay. Yeah, we're good.
Okay, so Mariah, you're going to receive the clues,
I'm
right?
I'm going to receive.
Okay.
Kenny's going to be at top today.
Oh, just today, please. Please, don't overpromise. Don't overpromise and underdeliver. So, Mariah, you have six categories to choose from. You have Me Castle as Sue Castle, Monster Mash, Unlucky Charms.
I love that one. That one's good.
Okay, we'll hold that one to the side.
Okay.
Oldies but Goodies. Give It a Rest.
Oh, I love that one. I say that all the time.
These are
and
cute.
And Which Please.
Unlucky Charms for
You're
600.
Do Unlucky right. Charms. Okay.
We got this.
All right. Zane's going to read what the actual category means, and then I'm going to put, what do we say, 45 seconds on the clock?
Give us 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
It's the longest podcast ever.
Give us 45 minutes, Kenny.
So, Zane, while I set the timer, do you want to read what the topic is?
These are things associated with superstitions.
Got it.
Right. I think I'm gonna give a minute. I'm gonna give a minute on the clock at least for you know first round. We're gonna.
I'm
ready.
Okay, yeah. So your minute starts now.
Okay, not white, but
black.
Not a dog, but
black cat.
Perfect. Not pepper.
Salt.
Not a nickel or dime, but
quarter. Salt quarter.
Abraham Lincoln.
Assault. A penny.
Assault. It's
Abraham.
It's fine. It's okay.
Oh my
it's
god,
a,
my blood's okay, cracking.
Wait, look. It's oh, okay. St. Patrick's Day. It's a
four leaf clover.
Perfect. All right. It's blocks the rain.
Blocks that. Excuse
blocks
me.
Blocks the rain. It's a stick that.
Umbrella.
Perfect.
Ladder.
It's all right. Easter. It's the animal of Easter.
Bunny. Rabbit.
Not a hand, but
a foot.
All right. Put it together.
Foot. A foot, rabbit foot.
Perfect. All right, it's a thing you go up to the roof.
Ladder.
It's you look yourself into it.
Mirror.
Perfect. It's not 12, but
stop.
11.
Wow. Time's up.
It's not 12. What was it? 11. Oh, 13.
12. 11.
It's not 12, but it's 13.
11.
I should have said opposite of 31.
Opposite of 31.
Mariah would have got that though. That's what's
yeah,
right. No, he. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
We have.
Wait,
very
how many did you guys get?
All right, let's see what they got.
We got all of them. Or
oh, yeah, you didn't
all
say
them
all
except
of them.
For one.
Zane, not 10, 11, 12, 14, but.
So they got. Did you guys get 13? You didn't get 13.
No, we didn't.
Okay, so you guys got 8. You guys got 8 out of 10.
That was really good. The thing
Wait,
is,
what was the two
they
I
have
didn't get?
They have the
he didn't
same
get
brain. Like you guys are on the same wavelength.
You got 7 out of 10 for that one.
Very good.
We got rabbit's foot.
You didn't get evil eye though.
Oh, you didn't count that?
Did you get
evil
eye?
Well, I thought it.
I know.
But I thought it though. Right. So Heath, if you want to choose a category, you have Me Castle, a Sue Castle. We have Monster Mash, Oldies But Goodies.
I know
which
what he's
please
do.
Give it a rest.
Oldies But Goodies.
I knew it.
And isn't it Oldies But Goldies?
No, Oldies But Goodies.
Wait, what was the last couple?
Me Castle, a Sue Castle, Monster Mash, Give It a Rest, which please. We're doing Oldies But Goodies, though, because you chose it, and I don't know if I feel confident about this one.
That's all right.
It's okay.
I feel confident.
Mariah, can you put a timer
put a
on for us? Can
put
someone
timer.
Put a timer on?
Zane's going to 25
cheat. Seconds, Zane.
All right.
I tapped the timer.
Okay, so let me say Let me say the topic so everyone knows before we start. The topic is classic movie monsters.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That is a really good one.
I'll know
yeah.
all of them. All right, you ready?
We got it.
All right. And remember, okay. so maybe I didn't specify this. So the receiver is the one that can say pass. If I'm not giving good enough clues, they just say pass.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, ready?
All right.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, it's a gelatinous form.
Jello.
Big, no. Think classic movie monsters. It's a...
Flubber.
Good one.
No, it's
pass.
A big
fuck.
Okay,
I know
pass.
This one.
So it's he's got nails in his neck.
Frankenstein.
Yes. He's wrapped in toilet paper.
A mummy.
Right. He's a big ape.
Sasquatch.
Big ape. He
Bigfoot
steals the woman on top of the building.
King Kong.
Yes. So it's oh god. It's a dog. It's a more
werewolf.
It close. Okay. So it's not
pass.
Okay. It's oh no. It's so he comes from some sort of lake. It's a
Loch Ness monster.
It's a color of a lake, but it's a
blue lagoon.
It's a
blue.
It's the
blue.
The, no,
Kenny, you're not saying a lot. Over
pass.
No,
it's oh god. It's like a vampire type guy. It's in a SpongeBob
Nosferatu.
Episode. Yes. Yes.
Ooh,
okay.
Time.
So oh my god.
Oh, Mariah, they don't give hints like we give hints, though.
This is,
we were chilling.
This
for
is
hours.
A
we
shit
chilling.
Show. Of a, I,
was
I was praying
Penny?
That we did not get this. I wrote this, and I was like, no, whoever gets this category
oh,
is going to
all I hear
screwed.
Is excuses. Mm.
It's all right. We got
what him. Did we get? We got 4?
Yeah.
Okay. So
what was Blue Lagoon?
The creature from the Black Lagoon. It's a color of a lake. Black Lagoon. You got Lagoon, but you know.
And the
I
blob.
Don't fucking know.
Bubba,
the
blob. Instead of flubber,
the
it was
blob.
The blob.
Come on.
The blob.
Anyway, it's
I'm
4 to 7. All right.
I'm
all
right,
one
more round, one more round.
All right, Mariah. Give it a rest. Witch please, Monster Mash, and Me Castle a Sue Castle.
I'll do Witch please.
Huh? Witch please.
Yeah.
I like that. I was hoping for that one.
Yeah. I actually did that for you, so I feel like you would
that
know.
That was an easy one.
That.
Wait, I generally don't know what two of these words mean.
That's all right.
It's good because that'll put us at an advantage.
Things associated with witches.
All right.
You don't say.
Okay.
All
right, ready? 3, 2, 1, and go.
The witch rides on a
broom.
Good. You are not a magician, but if you were, you would say?
Alakazam.
That's all I got.
If you're a witch, you would say,
You were close.
No, don't mouth it.
I didn't say anything.
She didn't mouth anything.
I said
anything.
You were close.
Pass.
Okay. You go into battle. You're fighting in a...
A war?
Good. And then
war
the key
witch.
Goes into a...
A war
you
key.
You open a...
A war door.
You
war...
open... You open a...
Oh, my God.
It's a pad.
Oh, my God.
A warlock?
Into...
Warlock.
Good,
warlock.
Good,
sorry.
Good, good.
Jesus Christ. I said warlock already.
It's in Massachusetts. They had a lot of seances, and they were witches. And...
Oh, it's a... Oh my god.
It's a place.
Oh, Salem.
Witch
Salem.
Trials. Good job.
Salem.
You mix this in a big
cauldron.
Pot. You make this.
Cauldron.
No, you make this.
Oh,
I'm making.
I'm making.
I'm a witch, so I'm making.
I'm a cauldron. You're making a big pot of
zero potion.
Potion, bitch. Come on now.
Oh, potion. Oh
Wait.
My. You should have done like a little vial. To me, potion is not a big cauldron. Potion is like a little potion.
Anyway, how many did they get?
Wait, the magician one was abracadabra.
Come on now.
You got
oh,
broom.
I said Alakazam.
Yeah, you were close. Those one idiot. Of the two.
So you guys all got right. three. You guys got broom, warlock, and Salem. So that's 3 plus 8.
I said warlock. I said
you
that
got
was
it
the
right.
second.
You got
second,
it right. That's one
no,
you got.
That was the second word I said, and nobody said anything, so I kept
you
on
did,
going.
You didn't say warlock.
I didn't say
we'll,
warlock.
We'll play it back.
We'll play it back.
Oh, okay.
Three categories to choose from. It's Give It a Rest, Monster Mash, or Me Castle, a Sue Castle. Please choose wisely, for the love of God. we might be able to win this.
Okay. Monster Mash.
Don't give him any hints.
That's not the right one to choose, but okay.
No,
what do you
good.
Mean? What? Castle? Sue Castle? Spanish castles? I don't know what to do with that.
Words associated with Spanish castles.
Okay, so
wait, this is a good one. That's
this
fun.
Is so hard.
It's, no, this one's good. This one's good.
It's good. It's fun, but it's I don't care. Right, okay, right. Okay,
good
so
clues.
Hold on. So the topic is for Monster Mash songs you would hear at a Halloween party. No singing or humming. So I can't.
Good luck.
I can't sing or hum.
Okay.
3, 2, wow. 1, go.
Okay, so Michael Jackson.
Thriller.
Good. Aaron Carter. Think trick or treating. Trick or treating.
I
yes.
want candy.
Yes, good. Rihanna. Rihanna, the
Umbrella.
The creepy video. The darkness is the light.
I'm friends with a monster.
No.
Pass.
Yes. From Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, the song. The song in Nightmare Before Christmas. The song in Nightmare Before Christmas. The one that Oogie Boogie. Oh my god. Okay, who are you gonna call?
Ghostbuster!
Good. Rooney! The
Cranberries, the Cranberries, the Miley Cyrus cover.
Zombie.
Yes, good. The one from Hocus Pocus, the one that Bette Midler sings. It's about witches. And
I put a spell on you.
Good. Nice. This is Writings on the Wall. Very
superstitious.
What's
superstitions.
The song?
Superstitious.
Superstitious. Singular. Just one of them.
Superstition.
Yes. Okay. This is from Rocky Horror Picture
time.
Show. Okay.
Let's Ooh. Do the time.
Okay. We
up again.
We did pretty. We,
that was
for
pretty
that.
Bomb.
That was pretty
that was good.
That was pretty good.
The time's at 36.
Shut it. Yeah. You just
time.
Stop it. Okay. So we got Thriller. I Want Candy. Did you get the Rihanna?
You didn't get
the fucking Rihanna,
what was
one?
Rihanna?
Disturbia.
You know what's funny though?
Oh, I
played
but
that.
The monster one sounds more like the.
Wait, we got 7.
You did not get 7.
Thriller, I Want Candy. Oh, he didn't get that.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
You got Ghostbusters, Zombie, and I put a spell on you. Who's and you got Superstition.
Who's the winner?
And Superstition.
So it's 6.
Oh, who's the winner?
We got 6. We got 6.
No, we got 6.
It's a tie. It's
hey,
literally a tie.
Hey,
and we,
tie.
It's 10, a tie, 10. And we have two more. We have one last round.
Mm. Should we go another round?
Let's leave him hanging.
And a whole another round? I got to go.
We'll leave it as a tie. I don't want y'all to feel like losers or nothing like that. We're going to run through a couple questions from the audience and our Zane and Heath hotline.
Before
make
we
sure
wrap it
to
up.
Look in the description if you want to call in and ask us any questions.
Yeah.
So we're going to run through a couple of those real quick before we sign off.
Can we do one?
All right. So we got our first caller today. Let's play and see what he has to ask.
Hi, my name is Devin. I'm calling from California. And my question's for all of you guys. I wanted to know who are your comedic inspirations. Something I've realized from listening to you guys and watching you guys is all of you guys have pretty different comedic viewpoints. And I was wondering, who do you guys look up to right now, and who did you look up to growing up? Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling in, Devin. I think my biggest comedian and inspiration, or somebody that I'm really into right now, is Theo Von. I absolutely love him. I think he's just so funny. He's so self-aware of who he is and just the way he talks. Like, him talking or just saying anything is so fucking funny. He's just such a good storyteller also, and I really look up to him. I think he's incredible.
He's one of those people
he's
like,
actually really good. He's really funny.
And he blurs the line, I feel like, between like real person and character very well.
You
like,
never
you never know what
whether,
he's
–
yeah, which one he is. So I do admire that, somebody that can kind of commit to that.
He
like,
reminds me a lot of Riff Raff, and I love Riff Raff.
You love Riff Raff.
And I feel like he just kind of get away with anything he says because you don't know if it's like – him or his like 8 other personalities
that
are saying it, so he just gets away with it, and like that's really enjoyable to watch.
Yeah,
it's true.
I think he's great. What
it's
about
really
you?
I honestly can't think of one right now.
Mariah, do you have a comedic inspiration?
Myself.
Yeah, myself. I'm a pioneer.
I don't know. I think people are funny.
She's a clown, bitch. She don't need nobody else.
I think Jennifer Lawrence is very admirable with her interviews. She's very quick, she's very funny, she's very natural.
Yeah,
she's funny. Comedian wise, I love Sebastian Maniscalco and John Mulaney.
He's really
the
good.
Way John Mulaney like tells his stories is so funny.
Yeah,
and I told Matt one time, I said, Matt, you remind me of John Mulaney, the things that he says. And it was like the greatest compliment, because he like watches him and studies him, and I'm like, it's so funny because it rubs off. Like, he's literally John Mulaney.
And I think,
so
too,
funny.
Like, I mean, you know, I mean, I know we're trying to go to, like, comedians, but I think, like, comedic inspiration can kind of come from anywhere. I mean,
SpongeBob.
I swear to you, like my, that would probably be my answer is like, yeah. I would probably take comedic inspiration from anywhere from like It's Always Sunny or SpongeBob. But if
New
I'm thinking
girl.
Actual funny people, I probably would say like Kristen Wiig is like my ultimate. She's like, okay. just, I think she's just, she's the best.
She's very in the moment funny.
Yeah.
She just, it's so hard. It's like, she makes it so easy when she's doing her scenes or like just acting. It just feels like she's waking out, just rolling out of bed and just doing it, and it's like not even work for her.
And she just commits to anything, even if it's like very shot out comedy. Like sometimes with her, it's so left field, but she just commits fully to whatever she's doing because she thinks it's funny. And she's like, if I think it's funny, anyone's gonna think it's funny because I'm gonna.
It's all about being
that.
Confident about it too.
Yeah.
She's very confident about it, and that makes her like that much funnier.
Yeah.
And also, we all, not to be cheesy, but as the friend group, we all inspire each other. Like our like sense of humor comes from each other.
Yeah,
which
it's all just
me.
Like one giant type of
melting
comedy.
Yeah, we feed off of each other. It's funny.
All right, guys. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We hope you guys have a beautiful Halloween or beautiful. I didn't even plan on that, but it sounded like a plan. That was so
for
tacky.
Shit like this. We just need to have our jokes written down before we.
I know. Give me a teleprompter to fucking. Somebody
we
give
just
me
have all of our jokes written out.
Somebody give me a writer.
Board.
All right, guys, we love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find the audio on Spotify and Apple at Zane and Heath Unfiltered, or you can watch the YouTube video version on YouTube.com/Zane and Heath.
Make sure to check out our merch on Fanjo.com/Zane and Heath, and
we'll see you next week with a guest episode.
Yeah, baby.
We'll see you soon.
Honest Abe says bye.